Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with today's catch up.
Today, UK comedian Bill Bailey talks about Larks in Transit, his show at the Riverside Theatre next month.
We'll tell you what happens when you're getting something done and the workers decide we're going to leave halfway through. We've got your calls on that shortly.
And close your eyes and count to 10. It's Justin Hamilton reviewing the new Aussie drama, Hide and Seek.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
It's tough enough being a police officer without having to fight for workers' comp. Show your support at itstoughenough.com.au.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
We want to know, when someone's left a job that they were doing for you halfway through, okay, a little bit of a, where do you think you're going?
Yeah, well, looking at tapping your watch.
Mm-hmm. After this Collier Homes collapse has left nearly 30 homes across Perth unfinished and subcontractors out of pocket as well. We've got Sandy in Auburn Grove. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. Did you have a sort of an experience along these lines?
Absolutely. 25 years ago, I was building my first home in Perth and got to within 3 weeks of completion and our builder went bust.
Oh.
Yeah, it was absolutely awful. We were renting a property and what happened was the tradies learned about what was happening and they went in and ripped out everything they could get their hands on.
Yeah.
From clothes rails in the wardrobe to the sink. To the toilet, and they didn't turn the water off, so the place was flooded out. It was, yeah, it was just empty.
Wow.
Luckily, the HIA stepped in, so the insurance came through, and Dale Alcock Holmes actually stepped in and finished ours off.
Really?
And, yeah, absolutely.
Do you always hear good things about him?
Yeah, you do, don't
you?
Yeah.
I mean, he picked up all the contracts. I finished them off, and I think because we were so close to finishing, we had ours done first, so we were actually only delayed by a few more weeks in our rental.
Lucky.
And then we were able to move into our home.
Oh, how
that's
wonderful, because that could have been so bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think these people who were affected by Collier are going to find that the HIA is going to step in and they will get their properties finished.
Well, I hope it still works that way.
And great information on that. You know, if you're someone who's, thanks Sandy, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you, Sandy.
Who's in the middle of this at the moment and you've been affected, you know, contact the HIA and see if they can help you out.
Try to stay calm.
By the way, this is not a paid thing for Dale Alcock.
Oh, no. It's all right. People are allowed to be nice people.
We've got Colleen in Palmyra. Hello.
Hi
Colleen.
Good.
Hi. What happened with yours?
About 10 years ago, we commissioned a guy to install a new kitchen and laundry for us. It was going to cost $12,000, so we gave him one third deposit.
Yeah.
We ripped the kitchen out ourselves in anticipation that he would be in the next couple of weeks to install the new kitchen.
Right.
2 years later,
what?
After I was washing dishes in the shower recess and cooking on the barbecue,
Colleen.
He tried to sue us for the remainder of the kitchen that he hadn't installed.
What?
How did it go
from madness to just ridiculous?
Absolutely. Well, he started when we started legal proceedings against him. He retaliated and he kept sending us collection notices.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went backwards and forwards for ages. Finally, we went to court and he didn't turn up. We got awarded. But even though we were awarded, it doesn't mean they have to pay.
Yeah.
So I then had to go back to court.
That court's crazy. Yeah.
And get this thing called enforcement, which cost another couple of hundred dollars, which meant the bailiff then stepped in. And it got to the point where I said to the bailiff, I want his car and his pink slip on my front lawn at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for the money. So, yeah, finally my husband had quite word to him and he turned up in our bank account.
Far out.
You ripped out the damn kitchen for him. That makes it even more frustrating.
Yeah.
Exactly. Bent floors and exposed pipes for 2 years.
Oh. So do you have a kitchen now? Like, is it all sorted out?
Yeah, we have an amazing kitchen. In fact, it's 10 years old. We're probably due for a new one.
Thanks, Colleen.
Won't you come home, Bill Betty? Won't you come home? I'm feeling all alone.
Indeed, come home. Bill Bailey, Larks in Transit. It's at the Riverside Theatre, November 27 and 28. You can hit tickettech.com.au for ticket details. And he joins us on the line now. Good to have you on the show, Bill.
Hello there. Hello. Thank you very much.
I imagine you're home wherever you are, really, laying your hat, as they say. You would be welcome wherever you go.
Oh, well, that's very kind. I'm looking forward to being there.
Mate, it's going to be great. 20 years as a travelling comedian, the stories that you must have, I can't wait for you to get here and share them with us.
Yes, it has been a while. And yeah, there's all sorts of things. There's, you know, people I've met, shows that I've done, the kind of where comedy has led me over the last 20 years. It's all in the show.
You had half a show before you even got out of the airport.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Just, you know, family holiday, well, that'll do it. You know, there's something going terribly wrong. I booked this trip with the family, my wife's parents, my dad, and, you know, it's a soft adventure, they said. And no, it wasn't. I ended up, nearly killed them in a dog sledding disaster. That was a couple of years ago.
Sorry, what? A dog sledding disaster?
Your own family you were talking about.
A dog sledding disaster, yes. I took my whole family to see the Northern Lights and it went badly wrong.
Oh, no.
They're all fine. All alive.
Did you see the lights?
No, we never saw the Northern Lights, no. There's a nice photograph of them in the airport, though. Yeah. We saw that.
Now, look, you know, it takes a certain particular kind of person to notice those experiences and be able to tell those stories in a real humorous and intelligent way.
Some have better experiences than others.
That's true.
My experiences wouldn't make a show.
But, I mean, are you always just on the lookout, always taking notice of the things that are happening to you because you know that they'll make a great story?
Well, not at the time, you know. But I have to say that as a comic, you do tend to sort of be alive to the possibility that this might end up in the show. And there's been occasions when things are like, you know, literally, I mean, only the other week I was trying to fly to Chernobyl to go around the nuclear site. And
another fantastic family holiday.
Yeah, lovely trip, yeah. Yeah, come on, everyone. We'll have a picnic. You can light your way by the paninis. It was not right up there on your bucket list of things to do. You know, where are you going? Oh, it's to Chernobyl. It's a little weekend break. And I fancied seeing it. Anyway, because Chernobyl was the 30th anniversary of Chernobyl.
That's,
you know,
amazing, isn't it?
So,
wow.
And, you know, the year, in fact, it happened the same month as Christa Berg's Lady in Red was released. So I think there's a strong correlation between the two. I think Lady in Red has caused about as much, you know, hardship and pain and heartache. But the trouble was that the flight was delayed. We didn't leave London. We were in Gatwick Airport in South London.
Yeah.
And we were on the tarmac for an hour. Oh. And I'm waiting. And we were on Ukrainian International Airways, which I have to say I don't recommend ever going on again.
Right.
And about an hour after, I fell asleep immediately. I got on the plane, fell asleep. And then I woke up, and I thought I was in Kiev. And I looked out the window, and I have to say, this is not a very good... Gatwick doesn't come out of this very well, because we were still in Gatwick.
Yeah.
We were still in Gatwick Airport, but it looked like I was in a grey Soviet state, because it's not the prettiest of airports. And then, of course, it turns out they missed the slot, and we had to come back the next day. So... Which was a terrible disaster, and the pilot was going, go to the airport, they will take care of you, which is always a bit worrying. But all the time I'm thinking, well, there might be a couple of minutes in this, you know. That's how you're programmed to do it as a comic.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. Things are happening. You might be in the middle of a disaster. You know, you're on an airship.
Yeah.
We're crashing to the ground. Oh, hang on, there's 10 minutes in this.
What an absolute ripper. We cannot wait. I mean, talking to you has just been sensational. So thank you so much for giving us your time, Bill Bailey.
No worries.
Larks in Transit, it says it all, really. Coming up at Riverside Theatre, November 27, 28. You're a lark. Thank you, Bill.
I'll be there.
All right.
You.
See ya.
Bye.
And if you want those tickets, you can hit tickettech.com.au. It's Lisa and Pete.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from OVO Mobile. So if you switch to OVO Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device, with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you, for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton, Talkin' Telly.
And peekaboo.
Hello.
Hello. Here I am. I'm in the studio. You didn't see me.
Found ya.
Yeah, and that means I'm busted. And I'll have to be honest with you. You know, I've often watched shows like the UK spy series Spooks and kind of wondered why Australia hasn't produced an ongoing series like that. Because when you think about it, the special effects were always kept to a minimum. And if you really watched it closely, most of the tension was created by good hard editing, which is also the title of my autobiography. but you know, when you watch a series like Spooks, you kind of realize that, oh, wow, there's a lot of tension. But if you kind of take the editing out, it really is them just walking from one room to another trying not to get busted. And it's like the editing and the music goes, oh, that's a lot of tension. But, you know, I kind of thought, well, we could do something like that. And I'm saying the new Australian series Hide and Seek, it's not necessarily a Spooks type of TV show, but it's definitely started off extremely well. It's got a lot of intrigue and action, and I thought the first two episodes were really great. If you haven't seen it, it's about this guy called Gary Hyde, spelt H-Y-D-E, played by Matt Nable. His best mate's killed in a seemingly random attack, and he vows to bring the killers to justice, and he's teamed with a new partner, Claire McKenzie, who's played by Emma Hamilton, no relation. And Gary uncovers a criminal underbelly of murder and fraud and a world where nobody is safe and nobody can be trusted. And, of course, this doesn't deter our heroes, but how far are they willing to go before they could possibly lose everything? And I thought it was really solid. I thought the first couple of episodes were excellent. It really just got stuck into it. Like, there was not too much fussing about before we had our first big explosion, followed by the ramifications, and that kind of set up the series from there. Matt Nable, I saw him in Barracuda and thought he was really good in that. Mate, but I think he's great.
He is. The history of this guy as well. Like, to have been a rugby league player.
Right.
And then to go on and to do writing and acting and win awards and stuff like that. And even to be in Arrow and The Legends of Tomorrow as Ra's al Ghul. Like, this guy is mind-blowing.
To get that into perspective, that's the character that Liam Neeson played in Batman Begins. And they thought on TV, he can take up that mantle. So I think he's really good. Like, he does a lot of heavy lifting. I reckon he's in 95% of the scenes. There's been the odd clunky line. Like, at one point they had Gary say, "Scouts honor." And I'm looking thinking, there's no way he's been to the scouts and would use this word. Now, I know that's kind of a nitpicking thing, but you know when a sentence just kind of pops out and it takes you out of what you're watching for a moment? But he delivered all the lines beautifully, and I actually found him quite compelling. Mandy McElhaney. McElhaney.
Oh, man. Rhonda.
Rhonda, I know. It's so unfair to her because she's such a good actor.
But
I just keep referring to her as Rhonda, and if you're listening, Mandy, I am sorry.
McElhaney, but,
She's great. She's an Australian Federal Police agent, and, you know, she's kind of, there's something going on with her. And great to see Andrew McFarlane back on TV.
Yeah.
Like, that's two from two this year, because he was in Clever Man playing, Captain Creepy, which is incredible because he's such a handsome dude. But, you know, he's
fantastic. Then he'd been Father Creepy before that in the...
actually,
in the Devil's Playground thing.
He's not that bad with the creepy. Look, I thoroughly enjoyed the beginning of this series, and it looks like it will be incorporating broader stories that include conflict with ASIO and the AFP. Ooh. I'm intrigued to see where it's going to go. You know, the only thing that's kind of on the nose is the title. Like, the title is a little bit... I'm not into hide and seek.
I know, it's a bit it's cheesy, corny, it's cheesy. Yeah. Is it like, is it a law firm? Is it a, you know, are you, you know, that Hyde, Dr. Jekyll and...
Look, that by far for me is the worst thing. I reckon this is one of the best things I've seen this year, and it's Aussie, so that's fantastic. Hide and Seek, Channel 9, Monday, 8:45 p.m. Two thumbs looking for the dirty fingers.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
Risk your life at work today. WA police officers risk their life to protect us with no workers' compo. Support WA police at itstoughenough.com.au.